Walling Addy, Geneva, Switzerland, March 23, 1886. Dear daughter Addy, we left Basel March 19th for Bienne in company with Elder Whitney, W.C. White, and Mary K. White. The scenery was very striking, really too grand to be described by pen or voice. I did make an attempt to mention a few points and left in Sarah's hands to copy, but has dictated to her several letters to go tonight, so you will not get some interesting items I meant you should have. I think I will get them to you at some future time. The church in Bienne number 30, and although no appointment was given out in the paper, as soon as we wrote that we were coming, six churches were represented. Bienne has 20,000 inhabitants and is a very pretty place. We made our home with Virgil Villumier. Adhemar was on the ground as our interpreter. Erzenberger was also present. We were treated with great courtesy by all our brethren and sisters. Meeting room was full to overflowing. I spoke Friday night while all listened with deep interest. I spoke again Sabbath forenoon, and Brother Erzenberger in the afternoon. Then we had a social meeting. The testimonies borne were excellent, right to the point. These churches have not had that kind of labor our churches have had in America upon personal experience. They need much more instruction on these points, and they plead for me to go from church to church and attend meetings and instruct them. I intend to do this when I shall get off some of the pressure of my writings, which at the present time is not small. We are getting out a book for the benefit of the believers in Switzerland. The morning talks I gave at the council and conference and some of the sermons are to be published for the special benefit of this people. This makes a pressure of work now to get this all in right shape. The Lord has heard my prayers and is blessing me with health. To His name alone shall be the glory. I spoke to the people in Bienne Sunday forenoon upon unity. We left at 3 o'clock for Lausanne. We here labored with the workers. Lausanne has about 50,000 inhabitants. It is a beautiful place. After doing what we could to help the workers, we accompanied Elder Daniel Bordeaux to Geneva on the steamer, 3 hours' ride. The water was still scarcely a ripple. We had a very pleasant ride. Brother B. pointed out places of interest as we passed along, as we kept very near the land on one side and stopped for taking in and letting off passengers to the several cities which we passed. Basel, March 30th. Our stay at Geneva was short as a severe cold came upon me, making it necessary for me, in order to avoid exposure, to return to Basel at once. Took 2 very hot baths in Geneva at the bathhouse, which was just across the road from Brother Bordeaux's. I am improving now. Geneva is considered the most wealthy and beautiful place in Switzerland. We saw Mount Blanc from here, rising grand and cold among the mountains. From the one mountain alone, water comes from the eternal snows enough to keep or feed the whole Mediterranean. I shall visit these places all again if the Lord will. We have a gentle, strong horse that I can drive anywhere. We have a very good carriage, strongly made, covered, cost when new 300. We paid 110. It is very easy. It is so constructed that it needs greasing only 2 or 3 times a year. We shall drive our team to visit the churches when we get this book we are now at work upon off. If ever a people were in suffering need of help, it is this people. Be assured, my dear child, if I should consult my feelings, I should say, come to Europe. But I am anxious for your good that you learn your trade. Then I shall feel that you can make your own way in the world. If you should be brought into a straight place, you may draw from the office on my account. Your letter was a great relief to me. Mind, Addy, I am not in a hurry for you to marry, but I am not one that would stand in your way if I saw your happiness would be increased by taking this step. I love you and want your future to be a happy one. I have bought you and May very nice little watches. Mother.